Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Our story is the story of two guys who start at the bottom and with a lot of hard work, continue along the bottom, and finally end up at the bottom.
Quit effing with our show, you're gonna ruin it. Escape from the suits, we pursuing it. Tunneled out Shawshank through the sewer, kid. Now we're chilling at the Eagle, yeah, we doing it. 2 o'clock on the dot, gotta have it. For my house of goat status, Howard Stern and Kid Craddock. Shows adding up, multiply like a rabbit. Tune in, zone out, crank it up, beat the habit.
I wanna hang out with my friends. Rock it on the radio. My homegrown homeboy's been a skin. Talk it on the radio. It's time to do this once again. Oh baby, here we go. KT, Christina, been a skin. All up on my radio.
We all have waffles. It is the Ben and Skin Show, Wednesday, September the 8th. Thank you for tuning in. Rockaholics, P1s, Tolos, we don't care how you got here. We're just glad you're here. Going to be a fun show today. Our last show in studio for the week as we are hitting the road. And you can come watch our show in person as tomorrow we'll be doing the Ben and Skin Show from Rollertown in Salina, Texas. We'll be there from 2 to 5. And we want to put some delicious balls in your mouth.
Do you have any idea which balls?
The Old Balls food truck is going to be out there at Rollertown tomorrow. So you can come have a late lunch, early dinner, dinner time dinner with us. And second dinner.
Right.
Because they'll be there till 9. And we're going to watch the game. We're going to watch Dallas versus Tampa. The Dallas football team versus the Tampa football team.
Yes. Is this MLS or is it American football?
This is American National Footballing League action.
It's in a league.
Yeah.
But you can't say the team's names because they have racist backgrounds.
Go ahead. Because there's rights. They have
the
rights.
No, the Buccaneers came over here and slaughtered everybody. You don't remember that?
Cowboys too.
No, they were here for a while after slaughtering people.
But Cowboys were slaughtered. Yeah, I mean, Cowboys had some shady stuff there, too.
Yeah, but they didn't storm the land and slaughter. They were like third-generation slaughterers, I think.
Yeah.
It's part of their rich history.
Yeah.
And then they went on to eat a lot of Whataburger. That's the story of this great state.
Well, if they called the Cowboys the Dallas Whataburger Eaters, I don't think anybody would really have a problem with that.
No.
I think Whataburger would love it.
Yeah, dude, Jerry was in
Hard
Knocks schmoozing with the Whataburger folks.
Come over.
I'll eat it cold.
Come over here and lie to this guy and tell him what I want him to hear.
I like that original flavor.
That's a tease.
I added a little bit of an accent to original to see it be funny. It gets laid out on again.
That's a tease for 2:35 as we explore more Jerry Jones audio.
So we have, we'll be at Rollertown tomorrow. You can watch our show in Salina from 2 to 5 in person. And then Friday we'll be at the Pluckers in Addison. And we believe that here pretty soon we will get confirmation. We get a lot of people in the 817 saying, hey, why don't you come out and do a remote in Fort Worth? And we had a lot of support in Fort Worth, and we're grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking to our friends at Pluckers. We think there's a chance that one of these Friday remotes we're going to have here coming up pretty soon will be in Fort Worth at the Alliance location of Pluckers.
We have been partners with Pluckers for at least 55 years. And
some wangs.
Yes, Ben. And we have yet to do a show at the Alliance location. The furthest kind of southwest we've been is the Arlington location, which is badass. That's a cool part of Arlington. But it is happening this football season. The Eagle is finally landing at Alliance, and we are going to pluckers our sack.
I mean, it's not like we've never done Fort Worth remotes. We have. We just haven't done that Alliance pluckers remote because we've done a lot of, like, Eagle's Nest. You know, here's three times a year at TMS. We've done those things.
That's more of a Roanoke.
We've done that.
Quit
really
saying we're going to Fort Worth. We're in Fort Worth. We want to pretend we're in Fort Worth anyways.
No, that's a lie. We're at 75 in Fitzhugh. So there's no reason to lie to everybody. Everybody can drive down the highway and look up, and it says the name of the company on the side of the building. So we don't have to lie and act like we're somewhere that we're not.
The listener thinks we're there.
No, the listener thinks you're dumb. And they're tired of you insulting their intelligence. I feel much better now, guys.
Okay, good. I feel better, too. Yeah, it makes me feel good.
I know, right?
You know what? I was thinking about this earlier. We were talking about it, and it was, the idea was, KT's still got to be careful. He still could work there at some point.
Christina, too.
She's never going to work there, dude. She's set for life,
it's not
dude.
Just sports stations there. But
what she's if, on a gravy train with biscuit wheels, bro.
What if they ended up changing Jack to Jill? And she became the voice of Jack.
Well, I can see that.
I'm learning my Spanish pretty well, too. So.
Yeah, I believe it. That's
Jill
fantastic.
FM. We play what we're allowed to play by the government.
But we were thinking about this. When we got demoted to middays, which was very weird. It was very odd.
I loved it.
It was. We were
learning about it from the morning show.
We were only there for 2 months or so. And it was such a short time. It was such a painful time. Like, it hurt. Like, I hated it. It was miserable. And then we had to act like it was a good thing, and then we had to help introduce that G-Bag was taking over afternoon drives. We're supposed to be a part of the announcement to welcome them to taking the spot we were just in.
Here's our friends that'll get the same ratings we got. Oh, just a tiny bit less, but we're going to pretend like it's some big thing that's going to make a difference, even though we can look at 8 years of ratings and show you that it's cyclical.
But we were the guys who didn't want to wear, you know, tuck our shirts in and wear fan logos on every shirt to every event. So we were hard to deal with. But, you know, it just 2 months there, that it felt like a lifetime. But I love how it was us getting demoted to midday, strangely, which is what stood out to the Eagle. The Eagle's like, I don't understand. They've been doing really well on afternoon drive. Why are they demoted?
We're trying to get a lot of their accounts on our air, and so happy. So you're saying that this is available?
And so that's, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is sometimes adversity, as painful as it is, ends up being an opportunity to walk through a new door and do something new. And that's exactly what this was. This was a better opportunity. So, I don't know. Just, I couldn't believe it was only 2 months.
Yeah, I always say one door opens, you go through it before the other door slams you in the ass painfully hard.
But
you could just run through it and avoid the other one slamming.
Man, I'm excited about being out and about on the road. So, Thursday, tomorrow, we'll be at Rollertown in Salina, and we're going to stay and watch the game. We want you to watch the season opener with us. We'll be there for it. O'Ball's food truck will be there. The amazing meatballs. So come hungry. It's going to be incredible. Mm. You want to put the whole ball in your mouth.
What time are they arriving? Do you know?
5 o'clock.
Is that right? Five?
Yep. 5 to 9.
Okay. I was talking to Kent Scroggins, who runs that truck. He's an amazing dude. And
Okay, Scrog.
I was like, man, the earlier you can get there, the better. Now they're coming from Fort Worth. And then I was like, no, Kent, just pretend you're in Salina.
Right.
Pretend you're in Salina.
Don't tell him you're from Fort Worth.
So, anyways, he's going to get there as soon as he can. But that O'Balls, it's one of the greatest food trucks in all of DFW. So watching the Dallas football team from Dallas that has a star on their helmet that's in Dallas when they play professional American football action.
You realize by this time tomorrow, the whole separate Cowboy COVID plane will have landed in Tampa Bay.
Go Dallas.
With a bunch of COVID patients on it to see if we can get two quick negative tests squeezed out of them. So that'll be an exciting, that'll be like a Santa tracker.
I mean, if you can get one, you can get two. What's the big deal?
Yeah. So if we can squeeze, if we have a separate COVID plane with Noah Brown and Zach and...
They're going to anal swab him?
They're going to anal swab all those guys and try to get them out on the field in time.
It's just Zach, really. It matters.
Yeah. No, Brown, dude. We got a running play we need to run him out there for. He's going to block on him.
And then, again, Friday at Pluckers and Addison, we were just having a meeting. Like, how are we going to get all the equipment out there? Mm-hmm. It's a different day and age in radio. It used to be there's a promo team. There's an engineer. Mm-hmm.
And now there's none of that.
Now it's an empty building.
Thanks a lot, COVID bin Laden.
It's an empty building with two giant cases. We're not sure what's in each case.
So we're like, I don't know if I can fit all this equipment in any of our cars.
Hey, you have a two-door. I'm going to get these tables in your car, and we'll get it up to Salina.
Or you can drive the Mighty Eagle Mobile.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are allowed
to. I just know too many people over time have crashed the station vehicle. I don't want to take... I guess once that happens, you're dead to the company. Like, you don't... Like, so I don't want to take the risk.
I texted Pittman and I said, hey, I'm going to a brewery. Do you want me to drive the van home late tomorrow night after the game? Or what are you thinking? Somebody get back to me.
How are you feeling about it?
Yeah.
Anyways, it's going to be a great show today. I want to give you guys a quick update. I've been fighting with an internet provider. It's been a war, an absolute all-out war. They came to my house and they said... They no-showed an appointment, and they basically said, oh, yeah, the guy came by. He worked on your internet outside your house. Well, yesterday after the show, they were supposed to come to my house between 5 and 8 and finally fix the internet. And this was, we're so sorry. We're coming out there. We're going to fix this. And you're paying for a gig a month. That should be this is embarrassing for us. We're so sorry. We're coming out there.
We're sending managers.
Now
sorry, baby.
They were supposed to be there between 5 and 8, so I was going to race home after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they showed up at 4.
Oh.
And so they were dealing with my wife, and my wife's not as really dialed in as to what the issues are.
Okay.
And so they're like, hey, here's the speed. She's like, is that good? I don't know. And so she sent me pictures. She's like, he says this is fast. And it was like 1/10 of what it's supposed to be.
Oh.
I was like, no, don't let him leave. Don't let that guy leave. And she goes, okay, I'll go back and get him. She goes, he just left. He didn't even say bye.
Oh, God.
So the guy got in, got out. He changed modems. He gave us a slower modem. He made it slower by coming there and then bolted and left.
Do you realize how close this is to the gravy gonna set it off story? I mean, it's basically, it's a bunch of people that know they're working for a sham operation, just going through the motions, pretending to do a job that they know they're not doing.
Yeah.
Like, he knew very well that he did not do the job he was supposed to do, but he thought, I've showed up, I showed this lady a picture. If I can sneak out right now, then I can say that I did my job.
Or he saw how hot Kat was and was like, man, if I can come back here, that would be great. So let me just give a slow modem so I have to come back.
Oh, yeah. This guy could come home at any time. I want to reschedule for earlier in the day.
I was happy for Kat. We had to close on some business we were working on today.
Oh, well.
And we were working on something. And
what a big deal.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. And
kind of.
Anyways,
don't
I saw
yourself short, Ben.
I saw multiple people checking her out.
Mm-hmm.
She got all gussied up for this appointment, and multiple. And I'm like, you know, in that situation, what do you do? Yeah, what do you? It's exactly why I stopped. So what do you
stop
do?
Because you saw people checking her out?
Yeah, I'm like, what do you do? I think it's a compliment. I don't mean mug anybody. Hey, quit looking at my girl. I'm like,
I think a lot of people probably thought. Do I get to honk one of these boobs? I heard the show yesterday. I know how this family operates.
For a boob.
Yeah, is this a boob honking situation?
Anyways, the guy who saved the day for me was Ayo.
What?
Ayo.
Did he play some of the latest hits? Or
so Ayo is such a good person, and he had seen me bitching about this company on the internet. I'm going hard, man. I'm going full Dale Hansen on.
Why are you willing to say their name online but not on air?
I don't know. It just seems like on my social media is my responsibility, and these airwaves are not.
Here's what Ben was singing driving over to the house yesterday.
So he saw me bitching and complaining, so he's like, hey, I have that crap company too. I got rid of their BS equipment, and I bought this specific modem, and now my internet is humming.
Mm.
And so he actually went ahead and ordered it for me and had it sent to his house from Amazon.
Okay.
And I called him yesterday. I was like, man, these guys are the worst. Do you actually have that piece of equipment? He goes, I do. And so I went out to his house. I met with AO.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the router from him.
How is his palatial estate?
Man, he is living the life.
Crushing it.
He is living right on the water.
Yeah, like I see him post lake pictures sometimes.
He's there. Like, okay. He takes 10 steps and he's at the lake.
He's got a kayak, I believe.
Yeah, he had multiple kayaks. He's like, hey, you want to come fishing out here or something? Come stop by.
Wow.
But yeah, he is living the life. He's got one of the most gorgeous, like, it was so nice. I was backing out to leave and I was like, I want to take a picture of my rearview mirror right now. This is insane. He's right on that calm water. He's got a great setup, but
they can throw some bodies out back and no one ever sees him.
Oh. He basically became my IT guy.
You know? Is Ferrantello mad?
Well, he's working with Jason Ferrantello very closely. But I don't understand how a company can be in. Do you have any companies that you hate? Can you guys think of any companies that have done you wrong that are just not mean-spirited, but just bad at what they do?
The first one that comes to mind is Intercom, now called Odyssey. Now, I love all corporations. Yeah. I think once you have a big entity that is hard to make decisions, that adheres to a group of shareholders, that's where I want to be. I want to be with those people. They're the best.
I can't imagine, though, being to the point where on a customer service level, you're supposed to make a service call to someone's house.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And you're comfortable with saying, oh yeah, we went. What do you mean you went? Yeah, the guy, he worked on it outside. You know how stupid that is?
Yeah.
He accessed my modem from the outside of my house without alerting us of his presence and didn't show up on the doorbell cam.
It's the whole thing, though, of like, if you know you're a part of something that is a sham, you know you have a decision to make. You know, and my dad said this many times, and I think it was good advice. I only went against it 3 or 4 times to my demise. But don't quit your job until you have something else lined up. It's just terrible, because then you go through the panic, and then you start probably accepting a job you don't really want. So I would imagine if a guy is coming out to your house and doing a fake service call, he does that all day long.
And lazy.
So, what's that?
It's called lazy.
No. I'm not saying he's lazy. I'm saying he's probably just figuring out what he's going to do next. No one willingly wants to go, I want to be a part of this failed company, and I want to go rip off customers. Nobody enjoys that unless they own the thing. And, you know, a guy that's coming out there and messing around with your internet speed, he doesn't have a stake in the company. So he's going to hold on to that job until something better comes along. But, dude, he knows. They're not stupid. He doesn't think that he came out and fixed your internet. He's currently hiding until he's got a better place to be. And everyone that works for that company is doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows. I mean, you'd have to be real surprised. If you spend your whole day with everyone angry at you, you know you're working for a crappy company.
Yeah. No, it's the truth.
They also might know that that's the only internet provider out there, so it doesn't really, there's no pressure.
Okay.
I mean, not up against a lot of competition, because that company that you're talking about was the small town company that I dealt with growing up.
Are they terrible then?
Oh, it's terrible, yeah.
You have only link?
From dial up all the way up to Wi-Fi. Yeah.
We had that in Crandall too.
Have a problem.
Really? Like all of a sudden?
Yeah.
It's the only link to the internet?
Mm-hmm. But my mom did what AO said, to get your own router. I remember going through all that. I was like, oh, a router? Okay, what's this? But we did that.
Got your own equipment because their equipment sucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you guys look at the town that you get your spam call from?
Sometimes?
Not.
I got real excited yesterday, the day before. I got one from Crandall.
Oh, really?
And that's the only time I've ever seen Crandall actually show up on something.
Gary checking in.
Pastor Gary telephone.
Yeah.
Or Christina's dad's in, meet me by the bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it actually said spam risk on it, Crandall.
Right. That's weird.
I like looking at, here's one from Buddha.
So tonight after the show, we're going on a station field trip. All four of us are going back to UNT where we all graduated. And we all went to school together at different times.
Sure, yeah. Because the Mean Green are playing tonight, and I never miss a game, home or away.
So Wait a second. Are you saying you're the voice of UNT football?
Go Mean Green.
Thank you, Joe. I think a lot of people look at me that way.
Right. If you are the voice of UNT football, you don't have to talk about it. You just be about it.
People
and then
just know.
People say it for you.
Right. And that's what I am.
Say it.
I'm the voice of Mean Green Sports.
I've never been to a game.
Shots fired at Dave Barnett, man.
Dave Barnett knows. He's looking over his shoulder going, look at that guy. And I've caught a lot of track and field events, too. And they are fun.
What class are we going to tonight, Kevin?
Sports broadcasting.
Oh, I thought we were going to a bar.
Like that. Yeah.
We can do a bar, too.
Let's go
Rip Rocks.
I tried to set that up. I don't know if it's ever gotten approved. COVID kind of. But we were going to go meet at Eastside.
Oh, let's just go there.
That'd be awesome.
And Eastside, I know at times, is Karen Roller Town. Yeah. I don't know if they do now. But
he used to meet me on the Eastside.
Yeah. And then we were going to do it, but then COVID kind of messed things up. But that's something we can maybe do in the future.
Okay.
Maybe do our show at Eastside, then do the class.
What's the best thing happening in Denton these days?
I don't know.
My Denton experience is this.
Little.
So I went to college in Denton. Ben's probably similar. I know he's got some differences. But I went to college in Denton while working full-time at Harry Hines and Empire Central near downtown Dallas and living in Plano. And I worked full-time, went to college full-time, and was trying to get this music company up off the ground full-time. So I was a very busy dude. That was the busiest I've ever been by far. And so the amount of time that I was in Denton was the length of the time of the class and the amount of time it took me to walk back to my car and immediately leave Denton. So I know there's a lot of great spots out there. And I did go to Rubber Gloves for a hip-hop show one time, but I don't know the great spots in Denton. Are you hip to this?
Well, yeah. I mean, they have a bunch of spots on the square. I love going to Pascal. It's a place on top of Andy's.
Pascal Gary's?
Andy's is a great place, too, by the way. Andy's is awesome as well. Go down to the basement of Andy's. That's a lot of fun. But Pascal's upstairs. LSA is a good spot if you want a burger. I think it's called Barley and Board, I think.
Is that the one Jason Lee opens?
But that's all on the square, yeah.
Okay. Owns.
But that's all in the square. Now, down on Fry Street, I mean, Lucky Lou's and Rip Rocks were the go-tos.
Yes. I remember I remember Lucky Lou's.
Cool Beans, maybe, if you want to, branch out there. But those are the cool spots. The class is actually in the football stadium.
Okay.
So
what does that mean?
Yeah, in Apogee Stadium. So, on 35, where the stadium's on the side?
Left. Oh, yeah.
It's on the direction of it.
Yep.
I'm going to park on the east side and walk over that bridge.
Yeah. I sent y'all the address.
Is KT's porn garage still open?
Dude, I think they got hit with some bad weather.
What? That's more near Windstar, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It wasn't that. That was my other business. The VCR tapes have gone out of style. So.
No, they're still in style with me.
It's we're starting to miss letters on top of the barn, though. You say KT's adult video.
Just T's adult video.
Yeah, it's now T's.
Still makes sense.
Now it says T's adult vid, and it looks like a COVID shack.
What?
T's owl.
What do you say to people that are studying sports journalism or sports casting? It's like, besides run.
Well, here's what's interesting. Is last week, so we are on a panel of a million people. You know, there's so many huge names in our industry, and we're coming in early. We're coming in week two of the class. So we've got a chance to really make a mark on this class because we're the week two guest speaker.
Dude, last week they served up spittle. There's no way we could fail.
I mean, there will be Dunhams and Followells and
Barnetts
and Coopersteins and Nadells and things like that that come through. And Ted Emmerichs and Jared Sandlers that go through the class throughout the year.
Don Henley.
But, for us, I think we are going to give them a really alternative take on the industry tonight.
Yeah.
I think they better be there.
Is it open to the public, or did you have to pay for your schooling?
No. It's not open to the public.
It's not like old school where half the people in that frat didn't go to the college.
I'm hoping with enough good outings, they'll just give me that thing that Mark Fine has where you can just kind of be a professor because you're experienced.
Yeah. That's called adjunct.
Yeah.
You want that.
I need some adjunct. My junk.
Yeah, man.
You think he was making some coin doing that?
No. But our guy Hank.
Everybody I know that was running from the journalism business was an adjunct somewhere.
Every time I've been out to one of these things, I get real excited, and I'm excited to be there, and it's a cool opportunity. And then you get there, and you realize, oh yeah, these kids don't want to be in class right now.
Yeah, they don't care.
There's six kids that are all very quiet and bored out of their minds, and one enthusiastic kid who gets it and is asking a bunch of questions.
There'll be two kids there who are real big fans of the show.
Nice. No. And then their parents will be.
The other 28, it's going to be,
My granddad used to listen to you guys.
There is a 23% chance I make it.
Do you guys know who Little Pump is? Oh, no.
All right. It's going to be a good show. It is the appetizer platter to us going out to UNT tonight. We're honored to be there. Excited about that. I didn't really get introduce everyone. Just know that you can hear Christina's show Sunday nights right here in the Eagle 6 to 11. And Kevin KT Turner has a television show starting in 9 days on CW33. Saturday, September the 18th is the launch date of that. So set your DVR for sports and such. But coming up next, the Cowboys are getting ready to get this season started. The final episode of Hard Knocks happened. And is sports gambling about to be a real-life thing in Texas? We'll discuss coming up next.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.